Remarks by the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, the SA Zionist Federation and the DA criticizing the South African government's decision to withdraw South Africa's ambassador to Israel has raised the ire of the pro-Palestinian movement. On Monday, Durka announced it would be withdrawing Ambassador Sisan Ngombane in protest against the Israeli government's open-fire policy on unarmed Palestinian civilians in Gaza. More than 110 Palestinians have been killed since the Great Return marches began 6 weeks ago. Addressing journalists at a press conference today, Terry Crawford Brown of the Palestine Solidarity Campaign said they were disgusted by the comments made by the Zionist lobby.
Their statements shamelessly and sanctimoniously regret the loss of life before smearing as anti-Semitic those South Africans of all communities who deplore the Israeli government's repeated barbaric conduct towards Palestinians. That barbaric conduct is well documented by the United Nations, as well as by the South African Human Sciences Research Council, as meeting the legal criteria of apartheid as a crime against humanity. The use by the Israeli army of live gunfire against unarmed civilians in Gaza unquestionably also meets the legal criteria of war crimes.